The song just makes me think of, this song reminds me, like, if you're drowned and real slow-like, and you're reflecting on everything you've been through. Reflecting on your life. Everyone you love. That creek is my chair. Just think about it. Slowly, slowly floating down, sinking. Think of it. Can you view it? Now you're thinking, is this it? Is this how I go? Is this the end? But out of nowhere, you take a deep breath. And you realize you can breathe underwater. You ever have one of those dreams? Where you're dying, but yet you adapt and survive? It's beautiful. And that was Sin Morimoto with Sections on his newest album, Cannonball.
All right.
And I guess this is my monthly headache now. Pacemaker. Failed stand-up. New podcast. Black people don't eat hummus. Online dating. Getting a house. Toys R Us shutting down. Other stuff. We in it. So, 5 years with a pacemaker on the 18th, June 18th. And, not a lot has changed. The only thing that sucks is, like, I'm in this weird, like, if I get in, like, skinny, I'm pretty skinny, but if I get skinnier, like, I'm in this weird spot where I want to gain muscles and shit and, you know, get fit. But if I do, my pacemaker will pop out more. Like, you can see it if I take my shirt off. You can see it's definitely noticeable. But, yeah, that's what I'm struggling with right now. Trying to figure out, do I want to just stay where I'm at? Should I gain some more weight to hide it? Should I get fit and pop out? If I lose weight, it's going to pop out. It's like, lose-lose, you know? And sometimes get a little pain every now and again. It's weird. Forget it's there until I'm showering. I'm like, oh, there it is. You know, put a seatbelt on. Oh, there it is. But, most of the time I don't think about it. Sometimes, like, I'll feel a little painful, and I'm like, is it because I'm losing weight? Is it because I'm gaining muscles in my chest? I don't know. But either way, I don't like it. That's the thing. I'm like, I want to get in better shape. And I can only do light weights. Can't lift heavy. That's the thing. So I do that tuck, you know, time under tension. I just do a 20-pound dumbbell. And I've been experimenting with not, doing it, you know, 3 times a week. I just do a little every day, try to get that farmer strength, if you know what I mean. Cause you know, I was watching this Joe Rogan thing where the guy was talking about, yeah, if you do a little every day, you know, let's say you do it 7 days a week, let's say in 3 hours you do, I don't know, pretty much just saying that doing less every day is better for you because it's less on your joints. You're not supposed to work to exhaustion. You know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days a week working out, doing, you know, weights. Cardio is a little different, but, you know, I'm not no expert. I'm just going off what other people say. You know, that's all we do is repeat what other people say. Smarter people. I got next Monday off. The first Monday of next month off. So I can go do stand-up again and fail, probably. I do need to write some jokes now that I know I have it off. I got plenty of premises. For example, black people don't eat hummus. I was at my friend's house a while back. And commercial came on, and all it was black people eating hummus. Now, hummus is what? Middle Eastern food. And what? White people eat it too. So, I didn't see no Middle Eastern or white people. So, this was strictly trying to get black people to buy their product. Showing, oh, these people like it. Fuck you, black people don't eat hummus. I got so pissed off. They didn't know what the fuck was going on. Well, that's me. I just get on these fucking... I just lose my goddamn mind constantly. You ever get so mad that, like I was at work and this lady was pissing me off, so I can't say anything. But you ever get so mad because you can't say nothing that your fucking cheek starts flinching, you know, like having a muscle spasm, you know, let me at him. I got some shit to say, but, you know, it's just like, and it's rough. It's rough out here when you can't say what you're gonna say, but your fucking mouth wants you to say, and it's, you know, trying its best, making weird faces, fucking cheeks twitching. Think you got some Tourette's or whatever the fuck, some twitches going on, whatever it is it's called. But another, because when I went on stage, I just rant and rant. I don't have my, I'm in a different spot, and my mic is falling, so I guess I'll just rest on my shoulder. And I got another thing about work. Is most of the time I don't try to fucking talk to people. I'm antisocial. Don't fucking give the cut. Cause you know, when I'm someplace, I just want to get my shit. I want to get out. I don't want to fucking talk to you. I don't want to fucking give me my shit. I'm gonna go. It'd be easier on us both. So actually, I was gonna make a joke to this lady buying rainbow trout. She wanted buying rainbow trout, and she notices the white bass is cheaper. And she goes, oh, man, if they didn't want the rainbow trout, I would get the white bass because it was, I don't know, X amount cheaper. And I go, oh, yeah, they all got to be greedy. They want all the colors, not just white. You know, it's a cute little dumb joke. Didn't laugh, didn't chuckle. I don't think she got it. Because, you know, I guess because white is an actual color, it's a hue or whatever the fuck. Some people would argue at me with that shit. I don't care. I was trying to other premises I got. Like I said, I gotta work on it. Is when I'm at the grocery store, you know, everyone wants to lose weight. You see these fat people, you look at the cart, what do they got? Fucking sugar, 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 processed food, processed food, processed food. And then, I don't know. Some fucking carrot or something, because they're being healthy. And my whole thing is, you're at the store, you see a body, you're like, oh, this dude's really fit, this chick's really fit, oh, she's skinny, blah, 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 oh, I need to gain a little weight. What you do is you go and steal their cart. That's just a premise I'm working on, and I probably need to write, definitely need to write, because like I said, what, week and a half, two weeks, whatever. Because I don't want to bomb again. Because I just went in there, rambled about beating Mexicans up in my childhood. I think I said it on here before. Because it's been, you know, 2 months. But, got a lot of stuff that floats around in my head. Joke premises. But I don't ever write them down. Cause you know I don't like going up there and people reading off a sheet or staring at the phone. That like you should know this shit. Or another thing, back in the day when we would go every other week, it'd be the same motherfucker saying the same motherfucking jokes again and again. And I understand you gotta work on it, you gotta set up your premise, but fuck, it's the same fucking people, man. Come try something else. Fucking just go up there and say some other bullshit. Because it's annoying. I was in Toys R Us a week and a half ago, 2 weeks. Yeah, because I had 15 days. Now they're closing like Friday or whatever. And I didn't go there a lot as a kid. You know, maybe, let's just say once a month. And it was still sad going. Didn't see anything. You can see this shit in the background. My purpose is, like, I'll just put some shit that can probably go on YouTube that probably is copyrighted, but, you know, ain't gonna get got or something. So I'll put this weird fucking shit going on. Because, you know, my internet drops. For those of you listening, it's a puppet theater. Tom Steve Day Puppet Theater. And there I go with the chair and the paper. And my foot's on the bed, so that's messing up the camera. Anyways, but is it weird being an adult? And I go in, and like I said, it's Toys R Us, and I am an adult. So I'm looking at, oh, let's see what the shelves cost. Oh, let's see what this costs. I'm trying to buy the fucking fixtures. I seen they got two-way walkie-talkies. I should go back to see if they have them cheaper, because those would come in handy. I don't know what the fuck I'd use them for, but you never know. Camping? Maybe. Fishing? I don't know. Kayaking? Probably not. Don't own them. And, I seen a refrigerator, you know, old school, top, freezer, bottom, refrigerator, no ice maker, no, nothing like that, no fancy, for $150. I was like, I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't know how long it's been in there, getting all funked up. Got fucking Susan's 3.5-week-old fucking pasta casserole she fucking made while her kids fucking threw blocks at her, whatever the hell. Her fucking alcoholic husband comes home, screams at her, takes two bites, says it's not enough cheese or something, and fucking whips it at the wall. I don't want that in my house, all them bad vibes. I don't need that shit in my life. I already got enough fucking shit going on. No, fucking got me closing constantly. So it makes you depressed. I don't normally get depressed, but, you know, nights working them graveyard shifts get you depressed. The rap quote of the day is, it's an atmosphere quote. I had it in my mind. I can't remember what it was. Existence is exhausting. It is. Especially when you're working nights in the graveyard shift and closing. Mornings are always better. I'm getting sick of this shit. Gonna be getting a house with my two siblings. That's scary. Because most of my money's gonna be gone. Most of it. Let's say 90% of it that I saved up. And that's scary. It's not really losing, but spending most of your money, especially when you've saved it up for the past 6 years? When did I get my first job? Was I 17?
Six or 7 years.
This mic is falling down.
So now I gotta hold it. Because it's getting hard on my shoulder and it hurts a little bit. Because all it is metal. And,
see this shit going in the background? Yeah. He got that black box cable, you know, back from the 90s. Get that black box, get all the
premium channels for free.
Bro, now they don't even let you. I remember 5 years ago, I ain't that old. Comcast lets you fast forward through everything. Now you can't hardly fast forward through anything. Well, you can fast forward through the shows, not the commercials. Because you know what? In broadcasting, the commercials are the shows, you know. They're fucking trying to sell you this by putting that fucking show you like in the middle between the, I'm going to sell you this to get that money. And now you can't even hardly ever do that.
Now you got to do the fucking page up, page down. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe there's that new shit out. We got that old school Comcast. We don't got that X1. We got that shit that says Comcast handmade 1999. Shoot steam out. It's fucking old school. No voices. Hardly ever the buttons work. Gotta press it in like you're fucking squeezing someone's eye down or, you know, one of them hand grippers. You're trying to fucking, you're pretending that's a hand gripper. Gotta
flop the batteries back and forth, you know that, and then tap, tap, pop, pop. Just to get it to work, it's wonderful. Stand up straight, get that back posture right, creaking out of that chair. Let's see what's going on. I got a new podcast that's going to be happening with my boy Tony, my cousin Tony. I don't know what we're going to do. We're probably just going to do whatever we want to do, because why not? It's ours. Who gives a fuck? Who wants to just stick to one topic? That ain't me. I'm trying to branch out, touch everything. That's what I like. I like to feel that fabric. My mom likes to walk through the store and feels up the clothing. She just, you know, strokes it like it's a cat, even though she hates cats. She's stroking it like it's a puppy or a cat. Kitty, she likes kitties. She don't likes baby cats. She don't like anything adult like a cat. Mm-mm. She likes kitties and dogs, puppies, no cats. But yeah, we're gonna feel up all the fabrics all over the place, do whatever we want to do. Had a meeting with them a few days ago, trying to get everything figured out. Maybe this might work when we move in. Let's say, I don't know when it'll happen. I'll just say 2 months at the earliest. It's a 5-bedroom house. Originally 3 bedrooms, 2 got added on. Maybe since I'm putting in the most money, I'll have my own bedroom, and then I'll have a studio for my computer and all my other stuff that I run and do and podcast. And maybe we could do it there, throw up some paneling. Talking about doing a Kickstarter, because neither of us fucking have money, you know. He's got children, I got a bullshit job, and I live at home. None of us have disposable income, you know. I don't think we'd need much. I see all these people getting 10 grand, 5 grand. The fuck you need that much? You need a microphone, a mixer, a computer. The fuck why do you need 10 grand? Come on. Hiring ghostwriters or something? Who the fuck writes podcasts? That's bullshit. We're talking about conversations by myself. I'm thinking about send your questions, emails, concerns, comments to myweeklyheadache@gmail.com. I have not got that yet, but I highly doubt somebody has. I'll see about because I know no one's listening, but except for you, Tony. I'll see if I can figure out some like free number you call. I don't know, because my inspiration is Theo Von's podcast, because he pretty much is a one-man show. He just started doing guests about a month and a half ago, and he does have segments where people can call in, but, you know, they call into a voicemail and plays it. He's just started doing video. I don't know if it's free. If it's free, I'd be down with that. He'd probably be down with that in our new one. I was thinking about, because there's a nature trail behind my house, set up, try to get random people that, you know, walk, bike, talk to me. That might not be safe. Probably have to go get some mace or something. Other day ago, neighbor came over. He's a peculiar fellow. When he was young, he got hit by a milk truck or a delivery truck, some sort of automobile. Maybe it's a horse and buggy. I don't know. He's old. But he come over. He's quite a character. I don't know. I thought it would be fun to talk with him, but at the same time, he's I don't know his mentality, but he's, like I said, he got hit by some sort of something on wheels, and he's not completely there, but he is quite a character. Talking about how he has ESP, he got he wanted a baseball from fucking Bob Evans, because he works at Bob Evans. He got a signed baseball by Bob Evans and Dan Evans 2 years before Bob Evans died. He got it. I don't know why you'd want it, but he got it. He says he has ESP.
brick wall. Thinking about something was going to happen. The brick wall got hit onto someone's car at work. He knew it. ESP. Feeling like for years someone's going to break into Bob Evans. And I think he said like 11 years ago somebody did. He's got ESP. According to himself. But yeah, he came over because he was having car problems. You know, heat that you put in the gas tank. So, you know, gas lines don't freeze. He poured some of that. But he also threw in a little razzmatazz. And by razzmatazz, I mean the plastic strip that goes around that. That shit fell in the gas tank. He didn't think anything of it. So we were thinking, that, you know, in the fuel filter, the gas line, but then we ended up thinking that the fuel pump was out because, you know, you turn it over, you hear the whine, or you fucking bang on it, turn over. None of that shit happened. Turns out, because the idiot, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that, he got hit by a milk truck. He forgot or never put oil in his car, even though he's got 100 or 1,000 miles left. Found this out not too long ago. It was, you know, a couple days after he done stopped by, that, yeah, he hasn't put oil in it since, I don't know, he got it or something, and it's a Saturn, I don't know, I'll say 07 Saturn, so he didn't put oil in, I don't know, 11 years? I feel like it wouldn't have lasted that long if he hadn't put it in for 11 years, but he hadn't put oil in it for a very long time. Because when he pulled up, it sounded like a fucking diesel engine. My dad goes, what is there somebody expecting a delivery? Is that a delivery truck? No, it's Lily. He's in our fucking driveway with his Saturn. Sounded like a damn engine, diesel engine. But yeah, never put oil in it. I guess he doesn't think it needs it. I don't know. But yeah, he's got a destroyed motor. Come banging on our door to tell us while we're both at work. What the hell? Ridiculous. Fucking sister trying to get a boo, you know, boyfriend trying to get somebody interested. I guess I'm just gonna hold this fucking mic now. Trying to get this guy interested in her, you know, favorite food's chimichanga. So this is what she does. She wants to, you know, make chimichangas, perfect this recipe, so eventually go over to his house, make chimichangas for the girl. And she also likes to take pictures of herself and her food and this, that, and the other, you know, selfie queen, that is what she is. And so she ends up, to get the perfect picture, she puts some craft wire, you know, wire used for crafts, or you wrap chicken or whatever, I don't know. It's a wire. She puts a wire in a chimichanga to take a good picture of it. And guess what she does? That's the first one she picks and eats. Now, I don't understand how you get a 4-inch, 5-inch piece of wire down your throat without fucking chewing it or feeling it, but that's what happened. And she starts coughing, wheezing, you know, doing the sick cat on the floor. Cuffs off this U-shaped 4-inch wire. Thinking like, how did that get in there? Well, you put it in there, your damn self. I had one of them chimichangas. It was just meat and a little onion. If you just like a little meat and onion, it's good. But me, I like a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little seasoning, a little, you know, cilantro, tomato, not tamale, what is that, tomatillo, is that what it's called, Spanish tomato, you know, garlic, whatever else, Mexican spices, you know, beans, jumping beans, Mexican beans, pinto beans, throw a little bit of that in there, a little bit of this, a little cheese, there was no cheese, like I said, ground beef, and onion. Yeah. Not a fan. How much time do I got left on this battery? I cannot see a damn thing.
I
SD card since 59 minutes, so I've been going for what, 26 minutes? Beautiful. So yeah, I'm trying online dating now because I feel like in today's culture, if you go up to a woman and introduce yourself, you're fucking gonna be a registered sex offender overnight, you know, pedophile fucking, because you can't tell if they're fucking your age or younger because you got all these little fucking kids running around like sluts. Ridiculous. So yeah, I'm afraid to approach anyone anymore because of that. I don't know, in today's culture, you know, that everyone's getting, you're guilty until proven innocent, and I don't want to be guilty of just saying, hey, how you doing, you look nice, or, you know, hi, my name's Chad, here's my number, you know, whatever the fuck. I'm not gonna go, hey girl, can you say bling bling, come on, get in my wheelbarrow, come on all ya. I ain't gonna say nothing fucking weird like that, even though I'm a goddamn freak, but not like that, you know. I got more costumes and clothing, you feel me, fucking 3, 4, 5 pairs of footy pajamas, bear jacket, stethoscope, not really, verbislab, I do got one of those right over there, I got one. But yeah, been on Tinder, got a couple of swipes, you know, I don't know, it was weird, it was some like old Greg shit, we were going back and forth, and then nothing happened, because that bitch, for instance, you ever drink Bailey's from a shoe, you know, I know all about that boosh life. Another one was because Always Sunny, doing sunny shit, nothing. And that was on Tinder. Now I'm gonna be on Plenty of Fish. I will see, cause you know, I don't know about approaching people today. I don't want to get maced. I don't want to get become a sex offender overnight just from fucking approaching somebody. Cause who goes? I don't know. Do people go to bars? I'm not a big drinker. I feel like, see, I'm not a big drinker, so I feel like if a woman's hanging out in a bar, she's a big drinker, heavy drinker, and I don't want that. My family has too many issues with that type of shit. I don't want that issue. And, you know, I'm pretty, I guess, straight edge is what they call it. I did drink quite a bit the other week. When James McGilvery, my boy, was here, and that was fun. Didn't do a lot like I thought was gonna happen. We just drank and watched stuff, or drank and played video games, which is fun and all. But I was expecting a little more fun. But whatever. Whatever. While we was there, we watched the movie Gummo. That shit's crazy. This guy thought we were gonna kill him because he kept passing out, waking up, watching this movie. The first scene, they're killing cats. They're drowning them in like a well or a garbage can full of rainwater with some fucking moss growing on the side of it, or algae, that water moss. And that was a highlight of that time. Besides that, we were just playing games and screaming, get in there! But yeah, anyways, I don't know about this dating stuff. We'll see what happens. I ain't got nothing on that Plenty of Fish, even though, I mean, I just started it not too long ago. Let's see, 3 days? I don't know how long this shit takes. I've never fucking done it before. I'm just getting fucking lonely, and I figured, fuck it, take a chance. You know, I'm not taking it that serious, because whatever, I'm fucking content being single. I don't need somebody else to justify my existence or make me feel better. What is love anyways? I don't know. Ah, man.
That shit's depressing. But not really, because I'm happy and content. Which I guess is a good thing when you're single, just be happy and content. But then there's a, I don't want to be single, I don't want to be lonely. It's like, you can be together and be lonely. I'm excited Preacher Season 3 comes back on. I'm surprised that show's still going on. I heard it was going to get canceled in the first season. I think it's just going to be one of those cult shows that just has a niche audience. And then after it ends, after it ends completely, doesn't get canceled. After it ends completely, then people are like, oh shit, this show's really cool. And speaking of canceled, Comic Book Men got canceled. I'm surprised it lasted 7 seasons. I'm a fan, but I am definitely surprised it lasted that long, because it was in a terrible time slot, and I didn't think many people would respond to it well. But rest in peace, Comic Book Men. I think you lived a long life, longer than what I thought was going to happen, so I'm happy with the 7 seasons. I really wish it would have been 6 seasons. And the movie, like Community wanted. God, I miss Community. That was a great show. Besides that, watching Legion. I don't know. Preacher, Legion. Neck and neck, teeth to teeth. Is that a saying? Teeth to teeth? I don't know. Sounds right to me. Teeth to teeth. For my number one spot for a comic book show. Maybe Daredevil, I don't know. Maybe Punisher, I don't know. I'll say non-Netflix comic book show. Because fucking Flash and all the DC shit just keeps getting cornier and cornier. Fucking hell. I can't deal with that shit anymore. It's too much. Too much going on. There's too much shit to watch. There's so much stuff out there. So much stuff I want to watch, haven't got to it. So much. It's ridiculous, the type of stuff we got now. Back before I was even born, you know, they got them six. Was it six? 6 channels. Got that dial, gotta walk up. Cuckoo, 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 cuckoo. Like, what the fuck are you calling somebody? Is that phone fucked up? Because, you know, rotary dial. No, Mom, I'm changing the channel. You fucking touching the stove? I'ma whip that ass, remember? I never had one of those TVs. For the longest time, we did have the same big-ass brown TV on the brown stand. I don't know. And then from there, then we went LCD. From fucking big ass box, there was no fucking middleman. Went from straight up 80s, early 90s to fucking 2010. I think that's when we got it. Got that 10 and a half, 15 year gap between TVs. None of that middleman bullshit. We just suit up every 15 years. We get that good. Man. Oh yeah, I guess I could talk about more of my pacemakers, since it's kind of just glossed on over it. I got this app on my phone every month, which I haven't been doing it every other month. Supposed to send in a pacemaker read. God damn, this thing hurts. Resting on my shoulder. I'll hold it for a bit now. Send in a pacemaker read every other month. Before, it was a saying that luckily we had a landline. You plug it into the landline and it sends it that way. Now I got this app on my phone and this wireless one. It looks like it's kind of like a big ass 80s cell phone kind of looking thing that you just hold it there, like, and then the app tells you everything's good, everything's great, it's all sent in,
turn it the fuck off. Go on with your life. And the previous one, you couldn't have, like, electronics nearby in, like, a 10-foot radius or this, that, and the other. Because it could have screwed it up. But this one, I think everything's good. It's all niche. It's all nice. I still got the old one. Tried to send it in. UPS sent in. They fucking just sent it right back. Like, they're not going to do this. They're not going to use it, you know. Make a costume out of it. Sell it to somebody online. Say it's a future device. Time travel. Something with ghosts. Everyone's always trying to get shit about ghosts. I don't believe in ghosts. Why are all ghosts from the 1800s? 1900s? Why are there only old ghosts? I don't believe it. That's bullshit, man. I'm trying to find fucking ghost. A baby ghost from 1 year ago. Crawling around. Trying to play with my fucking phone and shit. You know, that screws me up. My kid is so smart. He knows how to use a phone. A tablet. First off, A, that... You're not raising it. Because you're just giving it a goddamn phone to lollygag around with while you drink your wine and eat your pasta and get fat. And wonder what your best years went to. That fucking kid that now can't sleep ever because of the blue light on the phone, and you're wondering why I don't ever sleep. Well, you didn't. First off, you didn't turn that setting on, and second off, bad parenting, keeping it up. No, I can't hardly ever sleep. I take a 5 milligram melatonin, and then I take On Its New Mood, and then one of those, and then I take another 5 milligram, and then I take another On It New Mood, and then I'm out for 10 hours, and then I wake up feeling exhausted like I overslept, which I probably am, because I probably shouldn't be taking all those drugs, but, I probably shouldn't be fucking around with melatonin. I heard it's not good for you. Keep on moving away from the mic to look at the melatonin, I don't know why, and, On It New Mood is the thing that's supposed to help your mood produce serotonin or whatever the fuck. I think it does help some. It's expensive though. I bought it. I got a trial then. And this episode is brought to you by On It. Trial things are the way to go when trying things. That is right. Trial things are the way to go when trying things. Trials, trying things. Alright, new mood. Boost your mood. Boost your tood. Attitude. What do they got? They got alpha brain? Don't be a beta brain, be an alpha brain. Zeta, Zena, Greek numbers, letters, formaldehyde. That's not the right word. It's fraternity. And then whatever the fucking female. Formality. That's not right. I don't know what it is. Get on it, alpha brain. And then I don't know what else they got. They got like some flavored MCT oil shit, and I don't know. This ain't, I guess this is an ad for them. Pay me money. I need money. Give me this money. Dollar Shave. I do use Dollar Shave. It's actually really fucking good. I have all my family except for one. Because, you know, she'll just take everyone's shit to use. I'm like, you want to try it? Give me $3, I'll get you a blade. Give me what? I think $15, I'll get you a handle. Here you go. You want shea butter? No? Okay, well, I'm getting some. And don't fucking use it, because it's good as fuck, and I want it. I use electronic, and then, like, once a week, I'll actually shave. Yeah, shea butter, though, it's fucking... It's so good. I bet you if you used it to shave your undercarriage, your undergarage, your pubes and your fucking bush and your asshole and back hair with that shave butter, I bet you won't get no red irritation and growing hairs or nothing, because that That shit is good. Ooh, it's good. Never felt nothing like that before. But I've never been that fancy before. I just use that Equate shave. You know? That cheapo. I am trying to save money. I'll fucking chop off half my neck to save fucking $2. You know? That type of stuff.
What happened to this? Did this page change? And like, I didn't even. I got a notebook that I'm kind of like not have everything rambling and being like, because I do that. Because I'm like, oh, I know what I'm gonna fucking say, and then just like always, I don't. Everything's up in my brain except for whatever I want to say, so I gotta write it down because my brain's fucking stupid. I don't know much. I'll tell you about some dumbass fucking comic book character you don't fucking know or care about for a half hour. Tell me why I fucking know everything about it.
I don't know.
But I can tell you the first thing about George Washington besides the wooden teeth.
I shouldn't be like this, but at work, and I mean, he was a veteran, so you know.
But I don't blame veterans for really what they do. I blame the government because they're the ones that wanted to do this. But the guy was like, I don't want to buy no shrimp from there, because they were from Vietnam. I assume he fought in the Vietnam War, or he just, you know, goddamn. But if you think about it, we're the bad guys. We went to we're fucking the leading. Our government terrorizes the fucking world. We're the biggest terror organization there fucking is, if you actually look into it. I'm not saying what. It's fucked up what that guy had to go through if he was there, you know. Them hiding in bushes. But that's what the fuck they had to do to survive and not die. We were there bombing the fuck out of them. I don't want to get into it. Just fucking look up your shit. Noam Chomsky, bitch. Noam Chomsky. Get on that shit. Get fucking educated on that stuff. Operation Northwood. Everything's falling. Everything's losing. Whatever. All the other ones I can't think of except for Operation Northwood. I know that's a thing. I don't even know. To my stupid ass brain, I don't even know if that's fucking one of the terror things. We used to just fucking go around bombing shit in Cuba just to fucking try to get a war going with Cubans and Russia and all that shit. Why? Because fuck it, we can. We're America. No one's gonna fuck with us. You know, the only war we have ever been in that I actually consider us the good guys is, like, you know, the World Wars and even the Revolutionary War. Really? I mean, we did take the fucking land from the Indians, you know. We're kind of like, fuck you. I don't know. I got problems. I got too many problems. There's no solution in sight. You see this shit going in the background? It's fucking crazy. God, I shouldn't talk about politics. That's one thing. You're supposed to not talk about politics and religion. And I have very strong beliefs on both. Well, I'm an atheist, but that's besides the point. Whatever. I'll tell you what. Religion is just a way to brainwash people into believing false shit. Did you hear that ghost? Ooh. Anyways. Did you like that song? God damn, this thing is just, you know what, give me this, fuck, I can't really, I'll do this, one second,
I guess it'll just stay like this then, and I'll put this back on. That's a big, probably loud noise. Sorry about that. I think I lost the clamp part for this fucking thing now. Who knows? It's all right. It was a $35 thing. It's not that expensive. Oh yeah, the Kickstarter. Yeah. I don't know how much we need. We just need some good mics and a good mixer. I don't know. I'm not gonna try to be greedy. Of course, I'm gonna be like, we need this. So we probably should do this so we can get all of this, because you know Kickstarter takes percent. I don't know how much, but they definitely do. And I'm trying to get all that money that we need. Not fucking all that money as in being a greedy little gremlin and not fucking... ooh, beautiful. That's a steak bird. What's that chair creaking? I'm just trying to get what we need to get what we need. I'm not trying to be extra and take what we need more of. What? That doesn't make any sense. Take more than what we need. That's greedy. I'm not greedy. I'm just trying to get mines, and you can keep yours while I get mines. Yeah. How much time? So it's at 38 minutes left on the SD card, and I've been going for, I don't remember how long. Pretty probably good. That's right. Pretty probably good. I got a bunch. I don't know if they still talk like that, but I had a bunch of cousins that talked like that, so it kind of rubbed off. Like pretty bit good. Ask him a question like, why'd you go outside? Is because I went outside. I like that fucking attitude right there. Is because I went outside. Why the fuck did you do that? Is because I did, motherfuck. Got a problem? Talk to the hand. Slap. But yeah. I've been... You know, it's always good to have something that, even when you're depressed, you can look at and make, and it makes you happy, and that is my collection of comics. That is right. I'm a comic book collector. I am a fucking nerd. But it makes me happy, and I bought some. And I know what they are, but I haven't opened the packages yet because I'm waiting for that fucking day. Which almost was that day today because I'm going on 4 weeks of closing. And it's fucking getting to me. It is fucking getting to me. But hopefully I'll get my week off that I want. Because if not, then I'm going to be pissed. I suggest, if you're looking for something good to read, I would do Why the Last Man. It's about the last man, and his name's not Why, it's Yorick, and he has a monkey called Ampersand, and that is, they're the only two male mammals alive, and they think it, I haven't read it all, mind you, but I think there's like a magic ring or some shit. And it's been in, like, production hell forever. It's gonna be a movie. It's gonna be a TV series. It's gonna be a movie. It's gonna be a TV series. Well, something's gonna happen to it eventually. And, when it does, you know I'll be there watching. Because it's about to be badass. That's my pick of the week. Pick of the month. Pick of the century. Who knows? It's my pick for right now. You know what I hate? Give you that second to think. No, whatever you said, no, I don't. Well, yes, I probably do, because I hate a lot of things. I hate most things. There's only a few things that I don't hate. But what I do hate is when, God, I keep slouching in this chair. It's killing me, because I'm sitting on a bunch of clothes trying to get higher for this camera. The mic is in my face. So now I'm holding it and it's just slapping around. Fuck. There I go, losing it. How can everything be in here but nothing at the same time? My mind is like a fortress with lots of holes and busted up walls. Cause you think it's in there and you look and it always escaped. Or like a fucking, it's like a cage with bars, but the bars are like 6 foot apart. So it ain't holding dick. Unless you fucking psychologically go, you can't get out. You can't get out. You think you can. Deep down you actually can. But you can. That's the only way shit stays in. If I fucking beat it in. Beat it in. Beat it in. Or it's like a, it's like a fucking strainer colander, you know, holds water for like 0.0001 second, then it finds a hole and then it's gone. So I better say what I want to say in that 0.0001 of a second, or that shit's gone for gone. You feel me? It's gone for gone. You ain't never getting it back. It's completely disappeared. It's disintegrated. It's dematerialized. It's collapsed. It's imploded. It's all those other things that can happen. You ever think like that? You ever have thoughts like that? Or do you always know what you're gonna say? Must be nice. Oh my god. What in the world? Creak a chair. Anyways, I'm going to hit you with that Sections by Sen Morimoto where we left off. Get you a little gone music. Oh, have I been really recording for 52 minutes? Damn, that sounds nice. That's fucking... Oh, I done skipped it to 3:14. You drowning, but you thought you could survive. Now you're surviving because you took a deep breath and realized it's all in your mind. You can breathe in the water, you part of a fish. Ah, see? Now you done stepped on a fucking urchin or some shit. Yeah. Or a stingray. Got that Steve Irwin manta ray done stabbed you. Ah. Rest in peace, Steve Irwin. You were that Sea King. You were like Aquaman, but your weakness was things that you didn't realize were dangerous. Can handle them snakes, scorpions, crocodiles, alligators, caimans, fucking manatees, zebras, elephants, jack-o'-lanterns, jackalopes, neither one are real. Yeah, all them dangerous, you could probably handle a griffin, but a damn manta ray, or a sun ray, whatever the fuck it is, I bet you if you would have gotten a room with like 10 stick bugs, he's dead. I was thinking of the other day, when Lily, that crazy guy, because I was zoning out, because I'm like, I can't handle this shit. I was just thinking about the last time I seen a stick bug. I haven't seen a stick bug in forever. When's the last time you seen a stick bug? All I see, spiders, box elder bugs, these fucking Chinese stink beetles, whatever the fuck they are. Ants. There's always tons of ants. Them roly-poly olies. When's the last time you seen a stick bug? Grasshoppers are kind of a bit rare. You hear them? They're playing that symphony. Symphony of the Night, and I'm not talking about Castlevania, that PlayStation 1 game. I'm talking about them grasshopper crickets. When is the last time you seen a grasshopper, cricket, stick bug? Probably not for a while. I know I haven't. I've heard them, except for the stick bug. They don't make that noise. But maybe I should be hanging out in trees more. I think that's the thing. I should climb more trees.
Or maybe eat branches. Find that one that's not wood and get that stick bug, hit a. What's another bug I haven't seen in a while? Dragonfly. Haven't seen a dragonfly in about a minute and a half. But I'm not hanging around those parts of towns, you feel me? Them swampy, seedy, nasty parts with them dragonflies sling that dragonfly dope. What's with bugs? They only come out sometimes. Look what's going behind me. There's a feather. Shit's beautiful. This has been my monthly, weekly, century of a headache. Gang, motherfucking gang. I'm gonna take advice, ice me out, tell me how it is. Tell me, why you disguise yourself? What if we don't work hard? They said we don't exist. Fuck what you think this was, ice, tell me how it is. Stay safe.